force you. I'll tell you a funny story. When I was practicing one day in senior year of high school football, somehow I was we played like it was a real game against scrimmaging against each other, you know, the different parts of the team on our practice field. And I jammed one of my fingers on my left hand, the joint, the last portion joint on one of my fingers. I jammed it. I mean, it bent over like a curve, the tip of my finger, and it wouldn't go straight. I had to push it with my thumb to keep it straight. So I told the coach, I didn't whine, I told the coach, I said, "Coach, I need a tape or something on this finger." He said, "Go keep playing. Don't worry about it." And then let me reset. He forms you like you. So I played the rest of the practice with it against my leg, put my palm against the leg, or hold it with my thumb, and still played and practiced till we were done. So I had to put a split on it eventually and put tape on it so it would stay straight again and be better, you know, work. Well, they asked me to play at the athletic banquet with two other people that played guitars and sang. So I actually was the entertainment for the athletic banquet at the end of the senior year. When he didn't know it, when I went up with two other people to sing and play music for the banquet, I played, and afterwards we left, the people that played music and left, and he said to the crowd, he said, "If I'd known he played guitar, I would have treated him better," because he remembered my finger.